At the moment, Phoenixia was sitting on her grandfather's knees, holding a heavy, century-old Chinese mythology book, Shanghai Jing, or The Classic of Mountains and Seas. Her puffy little fingers turned the soft and fragile pages. Her nose dipped into it, as if to inhale the scent of the ink. The Chinese characters densely populated the pages, forming a forest of secrets and divine forces. A bird with long, feathery, fancy tails emerged in the next page. The girl's eyes became wildly lit, exclaiming in her musical voice,
"There it is, Grandpa!"
"There lives a bird in the shape of a pheasant with five colored markings. It's called Feng Huang. The marking on its head spells morality. On its wings, righteousness. On its back, propriety. On its chest, benevolence. And on its abdomen, faith. Feng Huang eats and drinks from nature, elegant in singing and dancing at will. It is an omen of peace, if it's seen."
Phoenixia inched closer to Grandpa's chest, sensing the vibration of his richly deep voice. Affectionately, the girl became more engrossed, seeing a mythical creature standing up on the page. She eyed its body inch by inch from its head to its tail.
"What would be like when it flies?"
Phoenixia wondered. As if the bird could read the girl's mind, it rose gently, flapping its wings.
"Well, you do listen."
The girl was intrigued.
Suddenly, the squealing lightning flashed again, and a jittering neon blue indigo snake, as Phoenixia beheld it, broke through the window, slashing her pages, struck the bird, setting it aflame. As if being invigorated, the bird fluttered its wings and turned into a luminous being with an iridescent purple sheen. Its feet lowered, ready to leap into the air.
Phoenixia, wild-eyed, shaking in shock, involuntarily shut the book closed for fear that the bird might escape the pages. She jumped off her grandpa, hands pressing down on the cover protectively.
"Stay in!"
Phoenixia uttered. She turned around, facing her grandpa. An old man with a white beard and kind eyes, framed by a pair of stylish gold-rimmed round spectacles. He smiled at her lovingly and knowingly, as if beholding an unfolding secret.
"Well?"
His thick eyebrows danced.
"Well, almost!"
the girl yelled out, still savoring the indescribable thrill of that magical interlude.